Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. All during this period of quarantine, we're revisiting some archival performances and interviews. This one comes from 2015.
It all seems wrong when you're picking out your coffee. 27 and not in heaven. I killed a man with my bed. Please forgive me.
Lack of passion. Leave the dumb boy alone.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last year, the Scottish group called Young Fathers won the Mercury Prize, awarded to the best album made in the British Isles each year. The three rapper singers of the group come from different backgrounds, Liberian, Anglo-Nigerian, and Scottish, but they have a lot in common. They're all named after their own dads, hence the name Young Fathers, and they're all 27, which is the name of this song from their new album. They also share a wide-ranging appetite for sounds and styles, and you'll hear how wide-ranging on their new album called White Men Are Black Men Too. This song is called Rain or Shine. It's the band Young Fathers live on Soundcheck.
We'll be right back.
That is the band Young Fathers live here in the Soundcheck studio and their song Rain or Shine, which comes from the brand new album called White Men Are Black Men Too. Let me introduce you to the members of Young Fathers. Aloysius Massacoy singing and playing percussion. Hey, Aloysius.
How you doing?
Good. And Caius Bancoli also singing and playing. Was that a shekere that you had there?
Indeed,
okay. Because nodding your head up and down on the radio just
doesn't translate.
It's just not the same thing. And G. Hastings, more vocals. And G. playing something I haven't seen in years. That's an EMS analog synthesizer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you actually have to like do patches to get the sound.
Yeah, it looks like Battleships.
the old board game of Battleship.
Yeah,
so you have like the
little
pins you have to stick
it's
in
broken,
it.
It's broken, but... That's working. Like, it's never the same thing twice. So.
Yeah. With Stephen Morrison helping out on a somewhat idiosyncratic drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. So the three of you, you all sing, you all rap. What's the division of labor, G? How do you decide who is up front, who's...
It's a democracy. Each person can have their shot at the front and the other two will support always. It's not about ego, it's about whatever's best.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone feels inspired to go up and take the lead, then we're the kind of people that admire that kind of confidence, so we support each other.
And Caius, how's the songwriting done? Is that also a democratic thing? Or somebody has to start, somebody has to bring the idea to the table, right?
Yeah, it's we all do what is necessary for the song, and we all want a good song. And so we're not... precious about it. We can exchange words within each other, and we keep it as loose as possible, and democracy still applies when we are in the studios recording as well.
Now, does it start with words, or do you start with
it can
beats,
start
or?
Anywhere. It can start with a scream. It can start with a shout. It can start with something that you record on your voice note and have with you for a long time, and then you bring it, and then it manifests itself into a song. So there's no real rules about it.
Hmm. Now, Aloysius, the title for the album, White Men Are Black Men Too, that's part of a line of a song on the record called Old Rock and Roll, which you're going to do for us in a moment.
Yeah.
The full line is Some White Men Are Black Men Too.
Yeah.
I don't normally like to ask people to kind of explain a line to us, but for you guys, what does that line mean?
I think it's just acknowledging the difference that, you know, everybody, there's good and bad people in this world, you know, and it's not... it's not one specific color, you know, so it's acknowledging the differences with people. It talks about association with color. What is a white man? What is a black man? What is, you know, a Muslim man? And, you know, gender stereotype, everything, you know, so it's all like a amalgamation of that.
Yeah. I don't know how much you guys are aware of the news here in the States, but, you know, we've recently had a series of events that show just how intractable the race problem is here. And it's tough to even talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, for you guys as a multiracial group, does that give you maybe a platform that you can kind of speak from?
I'd hope so. You know, it's based on experiences. You know, everybody's experience is different. So I can't tell you what your experiences are. You can't tell me. But all we can do is acknowledge and have a two-way conversation, two-way exchange. And this is what the album allows us to do, you know, to have this conversation.
So another line from this song struck me. It was when you say old rock and roll, that's what you've been sold, which,
not what you've been sold.
It's not what you've been sold. So, I mean, it almost sounds like... It almost sounds like maybe you're kind of casting doubt on the importance of old rock and roll, but then the sound of this album is full of like your EMS there, you know, sort of classic musical sounds. So, you know, how broad is the kind of embrace of this band in terms of styles?
It's just anything goes. We think that if you go in a studio and have a genre in your mind, you know, I want to be like the biggest hip hop star, or whatever, that's like a sin to us. Like, how can you create the sound of it before you've even done anything? For us, it's when we go in the studio, we don't know what we're gonna do. We don't know if we're gonna make a pop song or if we're gonna make whatever. You just have to be quite honest. You can apply certain palettes of sound, and you can apply a ethos, which we've done with this album, which was to kind of simplify and make things more concise. But that's as much as you can push it, because it's just a way of working, but you can't decide what you're going to make before it's made. So
is that why so many of the songs on this record just kind of stop? You know, they don't have like a long fade out, or
it's unnecessary. For us, it's
unnecessary.
Like,
sometimes there's bits of, like in Rain or Shine, there's a bit of instrumentation where the EMS just kind of wails,
right,
and it's needed. But if it's not needed, we didn't like using, we didn't like wasting anything. So
right,
if you can, if it just stops, then that's fine. That's enough. And sometimes I think that works in our favor
because it adds more to it, and you think,
but you hear it again.
But then you just press repeat, don't you? You
know, right, it's leave them wanting that, more. Know. Absolutely. Young Fathers is the band. Right now, they are here in our Soundcheck studio. The new album is called White Men Are Black Men Too. It's a line from this song that they're going to do for us now. This is called Old Rock and Roll. Once again, a live performance on Soundcheck from Young Fathers.
Hey! We live in life like a bubble wrap, ay. She came to mind when I trouble that bass. I'm tired of playing the good black. I said I'm tired of playing the good black. I'm tired of having to hold back. I'm tired of wearing this hallmark for some evils hopping the way back. I'm tired of blaming the white man. His indiscretions don't betray him. A black man can play him. Some white men are black men too. Nigga to them, a gentleman to you, you. Some white men are black men too. Some white men are black men too. Some white men are black men too.
Once again, the band Young Fathers from Scotland here in our New York studio on Soundcheck, and a live performance of their song Old Rock and Roll, which includes the line from which the album title comes. The album is White Men Are Black Men Too. It's the latest from Young Fathers, as I say, here with us in the studio today. Gee, what was the the kind of the sample in the first half, that kind of twangy down.
It's just they're laughing because they know what it is. It's just like a one string. Look, our instruments have one string.
Or
right.
Broken.
So is that like a
broken one?
It almost sounds like a Punjabi or maybe.
It's just a broken little guitar.
It's a guitar. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a broken little.
But it's
guitar.
Broken.
that played that, and all the strings on the album were played by a broken little violin.
Ah.
So we one string on it, but because they have a sound to it that, you know, perfect concertly tuned things don't.
Absolutely. So, yeah. I mean, it has that kind of twang that you get from, like, you know, there are West African string instruments that have one string, you know, Ngonis and Jarkas and stuff, and they have that twangy sound.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
really interesting. One of the other things about that song, and Aloysius, this is not the only song on the record that does this, halfway through the sound changes. It's almost as if, you know, when the guitar sampled and then the keyboard, the two keyboard chords come in. Like I say, that happens on several songs on the record. What's that about?
Just keeping it exciting, keeping ourselves excited. You know, we get bored very easily, so it's just all the different textures that you mix together and keeps you excited.
Yeah. There's also there's a lot of singing on this record. I mean, rapping too, but it seems like, you know, there's a lot of call and response singing, there's a lot of straight up three voices at once singing. Yeah. Is that different? Do you see that as something maybe a step away from Dead, the first record?
Well, the record is a lot more driven, and with that, it just allowed us to sing more. It wasn't something that was intentional or something that we predetermined. It just came about. And as I said to you earlier, you do what's needed for the song to sound good, and for the concise nature of it as well, and having the words to have weight. You want them have air so he can breathe. So a lot of stuff have been repeated and sunk.
I think that's just to add to that, I think that's came about because everything's been simplified. You know, if you have, you know, 10 words, you want to, you know, make it into two, you know, the best of those words, and making it more concise. And I think when you have that, it lends itself to, you know, opens up the sounds for you to sing. And it wasn't intentional. We never thought, oh, we're going to sing more. And it just happened because of that, because there's a lot more room, as what Casey's been saying.
So when you look back at it now, do you feel like the album turned out differently? Did you go in with, was the writing or the production process different?
It's always different every time. Every song's different. Every day we go in and we try and, because we can never do the same thing twice, because as Ali says, we get bored too quickly. And if we end up doing something that we feel like we've done before, it just immediately, we won't even say anything, we'll go somewhere else with it.
Yeah.
So it's no, that's always going to happen. We never want to make the same album twice.
Well,
never want to make the same song twice, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. Well, gee, you've got an instrument that hardly ever makes the same sound
exactly.
twice.
Exactly, so and that helps. Having things like that actually helps. So, yeah, definitely.
So let's hear another song from the new record again. It's called White Men or Black Men 2 from Young Fathers. You guys want to do Shame next?
Yeah.
All right. Once again, it's Young Fathers live on Soundcheck.
Is
There it is again. Song's over, it just ends. Young Fathers, live on Soundcheck with a song called Shame from their new album called White Men Are Black Men Too. They've been playing a great set for us here in the studio. There's so many different sounds on this record. Any Tom Waits fans among the three of you? Because then you know where I'm going with this. Because Get Started, the last song on the record, sounds like what a drunken Tom Waits. I don't know if there's any other kind of Tom Waits.
Channeling all different people. Sober Tom Waits.
So I'm not hearing things then. It really, it's kind of like a hip hop Tom Waits.
Yeah, it's one of those things you can get your inspiration from anywhere, but with us we try to destroy. the influences that we get and
kill your idols.
Yeah, kill your idols. Yeah. Because you can never be as good as them. And if you aim for that, you always be second rate, and that's something that won't allow you to sleep at night.
Yeah. So, just a final question: what happens now to Soon Come Soon? Poor orphaned Soon Come Soon. Not on the first record. Not on the new record.
It's just a purpose single, a singular single. Yep. Just that's the purpose.
Floating around the ether. Yeah. You can grab it, let go of it, then grab it again. Yeah.
Well,
that's it.
When that came out, was it December, I think, of last year? We posted it on the Soundcheck website where it still sits. It's definitely worth checking out. We'll hear a little bit of it to wrap up. But Aloysius, Chaos, and G, guys, great to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With Stephen on the drums as well. Young Fathers performing live here on Soundcheck.
Okay.
Gas for air when there's two in here. Silent dates and torture. Join the comrade. Dinner with dogs and kissing fat cats. Scraps and all for the cunning rats. Drawing blood and have a drink. Take a shot and then shoot. Shooter. Take a shot and then shoot. Shooter. Take a shot and then shoot. Turn me up, say, batter up. Hey, having enough is not enough. They say choice is not a luxury. On this occasion, definitely.
You've been listening to an episode of the Soundcheck podcast from our archives. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. You can see and hear much more on our website. Check it out at newsounds.org.
She laid the chicken in the casket. How do you think she likes it? Throwing caution to the wind. Letting love pass you by. Send a note to future self. Stay awake and alert. Hear the click clang at the back.